Holly, it's good to be together this morning touching this matter of the life of Jacob.
Amen.
So we've come to the third portion of our study of Genesis that we've been covering for the last year and a half. So good. In this last portion, we see the end result of God's operation in man. We see how God can gain a man. He gained the worst man and make him fully mature, expressing God and fulfilling God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
And it's so good this morning. We need the portion of every saint to release the burden in the Lord's heart. So don't despise your portion this morning and be prepared to share.
Amen. Amen.
So let's come to this week 26, page 539, and let's read the title of this week together. 593, sorry.
Chosen.
Chosen. Chosen.
Dealt with
and
broken.
Amen. So we have three topics this morning. Jacob was chosen, he was dealt with by God, and eventually he was touched and broken before the Lord. So that really the emphasis this morning is on this matter of being broken. But we need a strong foundation to see that first we were chosen. And when were we chosen? We were chosen the same time Jacob was. And that was in eternity past, before we could do anything. So let's enjoy these verses on day one, these verses on being chosen. We'll just read both these verses. Ephesians 1:4 and Romans 9:11.
Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him in love.
Wait, read those last four words again.
Before him in love.
Amen. So we are chosen in love.
Amen.
His goal is a matter of love. And all his operation is based on his love for man.
Amen.
Amen. And then let's read the next one. 9:11.
Though the children have not yet been born, nor have done anything good or bad, that the purpose of God according to selection might remain, not of works, but of him who calls.
Amen.
Not of works,
amen.
But of him who
calls.
Not of works, amen. But of him
who
calls. Amen. So our selection has nothing to do with what we do, nothing to do with our background. It has everything to do with God, to do with being in Christ, and to God's mercy. And so let's read this point that this talks about when we see God's mercy under Roman numeral 1, C2. C3. Let's read this point together. That one. God's selection depends on his sovereign mercy. As those who have been chosen by God, we should cast ourselves upon him
and trust that he will bring us to the point where we are pleasing to him.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome. I just appreciate Brother Dick shared this message. He said, every morning, we need to cast ourselves on him. We need to cast ourselves on the one who shows mercy. So this morning, we're just casting ourselves on the Lord.
Amen.
We don't trust in what we can do in our natural strength or with our natural effort, but we fully rely on God's mercy.
Amen.
How about together we say, Lord, thank you for your mercy. Let's pray that together.
Lord, thank you for your mercy.
Amen. So we're chosen because of God's mercy. It's not of him who wills, nor of him who runs,
amen,
but of God who shows mercy.
Amen.
So when we see God's mercy, we realize, we throw up our hands, we cease from our striving, we just throw ourselves on the Lord.
Amen.
So this is, of course, exactly what Jacob did.
No, not at all.
He didn't do that at all. He continued to struggle, to strive, to carry out what was on God's heart. God's heart was that Jacob would rule for God, and that Jacob would have his image and dominion, and even have the birthright. But Jacob wouldn't take his hands off. He was struggling and striving. And so that's all of our case, right?
Yeah.
None of us goes easily. We all are full of natural strength. Our natural constitution is there trying to carry out what's on God's heart. And this actually is limiting what God wants to do. So that brings us to the Roman numeral 2. Let's read Roman numeral 2 all together.
Jacob's life is a life that represents God's dealings. And the God of Jacob is the God of dealings.
Well, so this morning we're touching the God of Jacob. And I hope that we all love the God of Jacob. Because we realize there's so many hindrances to what this God is trying to do. That we need to let him. We need to allow him to touch our being. And so I like this verse a lot. Hebrews 12:11. This touches kind of the purpose of God's discipline. And the discipline of the Holy Spirit. So let's read on day 3. Hebrews 12:11. Now, no discipline at the present time seems to be a matter of joy, but of grief. But afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been exercised by it. So I think, you know, this matter of discipline is something that touches us very deeply. Because even related to our own human life, our parents, they disciplined us. But they disciplined us because they had a definite purpose. And so I appreciate when God was dealing with Jacob, it wasn't to punish him. God is not punishing us. Sometimes we fall into this false concept, almost an ascetic concept, that God is trying to punish us. That we're bad children and He really is trying to punish us and make us, to shame us, and we have to feel bad and we should be ashamed and maybe we should get down on our knees and you know, walk on our knees or something, you know, and accept this discipline. But this is not God's heart. God is a loving Father, and He has a definite goal. And under 2b2 it says that God's dealing with Jacob was not punishment, rather it was for the purpose of Jacob's transformation unto Israel, into Israel. So God's desire is that we would be the princes of God. We need to be trained by His discipline. We need to be exercised. And that in Hebrews 12, it used that phrase, exercise. Amen. We're exercised by this discipline to produce the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And that's exactly what you see in the end of Jacob's life. By the end of our study of Genesis, we'll see the peaceable fruit of righteousness lived out of Jacob, especially even in what he speaks at the end of his life, full of the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And so I think this is what we'll see more and more in the church life, as all the brothers and sisters are exercised by the discipline of God. And then this last point is just this matter of breaking. And so breaking obviously sounds scary, right? No one wants to be broken. But what we need to see the result of being broken. And so let's read under Roman numeral 3b1. Starts the way of religion. Let's read that point to get on the outline.
The way of religion is to change man's outward behavior. The way of God in His economy is to touch man's inward life in order to change his inward being.
So this morning, we're not correcting anyone. Our desire is far away from trying to change man's behavior, but we hope that all of our inward life would be touched. We would just let the Lord touch us in one way or another. I hope we'll all be touched through the sharings of the saints. And just to give a little account of this story, just briefly, Jacob, he's about to cross over to meet Esau, and he's full of fear, and he's has a whole plan how to avoid catastrophe. You know, he has a contingency plan that he's developed, and it just shows his natural strength. But then a man wrestles with him, and this portion is too awesome. It never says the man came; he just wrestled with him. It was just a man. He was just there. Because what Jacob didn't realize is that man had been with him all the time, wrestling with him. He'd been wrestling with that man since his birth, since the womb. I mean, that man had been in his experience. But that night, they wrestled. And I just was so touched that this man is in our environment. We might not, and we don't know his name. It never says the name of this man. Because you know what the name of this man is? It's your roommates. That's the name of this man. Maybe it's your parents. They could be this man. You know, your hard boss could be this man. The man wrestling with us is in all of our environment. But the goal is that eventually we'd be touched. And this point is so good that at the very end of that chapter, Jacob, he's crossing over the brook, and it said the sun shined on him. But he walked with a limp. When we're wrestling with the Lord, we're in darkness. But then when we really get touched by the Lord, we come fully into the light. Amen. And so I'm just hope that the Lord will have a big breakthrough in stages with each one of us. This is not going to happen right away. This is a process. Brother Ron mentioned it expressly to my class after we were tested in this message that none of us were actually broken. But we can speak these things. And we can exercise to speak beyond what we've experienced. Maybe some have entered into this experience. We're all at different stages. But we just need to speak these things. Speak these things till we're in the light. Till we're broken, until life is flowing out of our being. And we're being built up together with one another. So there's a glorious result is that we're built up. And we become very buildable by being broken by the Lord. By being touched, we can be built up with anybody. So praise the Lord. We'll just exercise just to share. Maybe we'll give us 90 seconds. Amen. about 90 seconds for each saint to share. Amen. And don't be afraid to stand up with some others that are standing. We can have a few standing. And also, don't be afraid to share from something else. Maybe the high school seniors' time. I know Kevin was there. The high school seniors' fellowship. Maybe he wants to share something. Some other ones were there. It would be really good to hear just from anyone what you've been enjoying. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoyed that. The God of Jacob is the God of dealings. Dealing with everything in our life. Not just the bad things, the sinful things, the things we don't want, but everything.
Right?
Was Jacob a weak person?
Yes,
he was. He was always second best when it came to Esau.
Right.
But he was also very strong. Strong enough to wrestle with God. Strong enough even to live to say, I have seen the face of God, which is Peniel, the face of God, the term and name of the place.
Yeah.
Was he also a conniving, scheming person? Of course, we know this too. But he was also sometimes good. He did work faithfully for his uncle,
yeah,
for what he wanted. But for his uncle cheated, and so he was upset. So he had both good and bad. He had both weakness and strength. But at each turn, that wasn't what God wanted. But every step, God took him a different direction to show him that these things of himself weren't what God needed in him. God needed to change him the way he wanted to change him. Not by our own strength, by our own weakness, by our own good or bad. All of this is by God's selection.
Amen.
And so I enjoyed this. If you believe you have been selected by God, why worry?
Amen.
Trust Him.
Amen.
In every stage of your life, whether you're weak or strong, whether you feel good or evil, He will take care of you.
Amen.
We believe He will take care of
you. Amen.
He has been selected.
Amen.
He will be transformed.
Amen.
He will be the princes of Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
Really enjoyed the title.
Amen.
Chosen.
Amen.
Dealt with.
Amen.
And broken.
Amen.
I have three young brothers with me. These are some three verses that I enjoyed, and they're going to help me read it to you.
Amen. Amen.
So this one is chosen.
Amen. Amen.
Romans
9:11.
Though the children had not yet been born, nor had God done anything good or bad, that the purpose of God according to selection might remain not of work, but of Him who calls.
Amen.
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 They dealt with?
Try to read louder.
Hebrews 12:11. Now no discipline at the present times seems to be a matter of joy, but of grief. But afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
Amen.
Some have been exercised.
Amen. Amen.
Broken. Mark 14:3. As he inclined a table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of ointment.
Amen.
Of very costly, pure nard.
Amen.
He broke the alabaster flask and poured it over his head.
Amen.
Appreciate it. If we ever listen to these messages, that the Lord is doing a work in each and every one of us.
Amen.
And we're here because we've been chosen.
Amen.
And the things that we deal with every day, this is the disciplining of the Spirit.
Amen.
And this is what we're dealing with.
That's right.
And then there gets to the point where you have to be broken. Mm-hmm. And the Lord is doing all of this, not just because He loves us,
right,
because there's something on His heart.
Amen.
Right? What is the Lord doing?
Amen.
He's building something.
Amen.
And He's building the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
You see this in Revelation. The ultimate consummation is new Jerusalem.
Amen.
We have to be vessels of honor.
Amen.
That are broken.
Amen.
Because each and every one of us, these three young ones right here, we all have the process triune God living in our spirit.
Amen.
But how can it be released?
Right.
It can't be released if it's if our vessel is whole, there's no opening. So the Lord is working in us,
amen,
day by day,
amen,
to transform us.
Amen.
But this transformation, in order for this transformation to take place,
amen,
we have to be broken.
Amen.
And then life can flow out.
Amen.
Hallelujah, life can flow out.
Amen.
It's not just for a few select people.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
It could be for all of us.
Amen.
To touch the Lord in our spirit.
Amen.
And allow the disciplining of the Spirit.
Amen.
Allow the Lord to break us so that we could be useful instruments for the Lord's move.
Amen.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. The goal of the breaking is so that life can flow. Right?
Amen.
God has a purpose. He has an economy, and for this, He needs to be the flowing, triune God.
Amen.
Even you can say God is a flow, right?
Amen.
Like the electricity in the room. If there's no flow, there's no electricity, right?
Amen.
If God is not flowing, essentially there's no God, right?
Amen.
And so even though the Lord is the one living inside of us, He needs to have a thoroughfare in our being.
Amen.
And it came up a few times, some verses from 2 Corinthians 4. Reading back over these, I was so impressed that, you know, our brother Paul was an example of one who was broken.
Amen.
So that God could flow.
Amen.
So that God could get what He's after. So I just like to basically read a few of these verses. They really touched me. Says, but we have this treasure.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is Christ, right? We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not out of us.
Amen.
We have this treasure, but we are pressed. We are pressed on every side, but not constricted.
Right.
And so He says, always bearing about in the body the putting to death of Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body.
Amen.
So then death operates in us, but life in you.
Amen.
Appreciate this is the God of this is God flowing. Right?
Amen.
Paul is not there going, oh, the God is the God of dealing, so I need to be a suffering person.
Right.
God, you know, how are you doing, brother? Oh, God is breaking me. No, he's like, but death operates in us, that life operates in you.
Amen.
I just really appreciate this. And having the same spirit of faith according to that which is written, I believe. Therefore I spoke.
Amen.
We also believe, therefore we also speak.
Amen.
For all things are for your sakes.
Amen.
That the grace which has abounded.
Amen.
Through the greater number may cause the thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God.
Amen.
I love that. The grace is abounding. Right?
Amen.
Through these ones who are being chosen, they've been chosen, they're being dealt with, and then when there's the breaking, then what happens? Grace abounds.
Amen.
Grace is flowing.
Amen.
It says, therefore, we do not lose heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But though our outer man is decaying,
right,
yet our inner man is being renewed day by
day. Amen.
Hallelujah. So I just appreciate what a wonderful example, right?
Amen.
On our end, we are those who are pursuing the Lord day by day.
Amen.
Day by day, we need a renewing, right?
Amen.
So that as there's a breaking, some grace can flow out.
Amen.
Some ability can flow out.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for such an example, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord that there's a fragrant flowing out.
Amen.
All the vessels of God.
Amen.
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 Therefore, we do not lose heart.
Amen.
Our man is decaying.
Amen.
Our hidden man is being renewed day by day.
Amen.
You know, this matter has been dealt with in this one subject that I would like to disregard. I hope it can go away. Even as a young person going to church like this subject, please, I don't want to talk about it. Because I get so scared. But the thing is, I try to be good, but even being good is not the good way.
Right.
You know, it's not something that you can do it yourself. A lot of times, I always try to avoid when as a young person, I always behave well because I don't like to just, you know, at home, I try to be good so I won't discipline by my mother.
Yeah.
In school, I follow the rules. And even today, you know, I still follow the rules because my profession is a licensed one, so I need to follow the rules in order to be good, you know, to avoid punishment. But God doesn't work that way. Okay? It says that unless the soul is broken and transformed, there's no possibility of having the real church life.
Yeah.
We all have Christ, but our Christ has been imprisoned within us. The church life is Christ realized, expressed, and experienced by all the saints in a corporate way.
Amen.
The reason why I'm afraid is because I don't have the vision of why God wants to deal and to grow, to break us. If we have this vision that Christ is in us and Christ wants to live out, it doesn't matter if we get broken, if we get dealt with, because there is a purpose. This purpose is so that Christ can flow out of us.
Amen.
Penny. For God, for Jacob's hollow was touched.
meant that God had touched the strongest part of his natural life.
Amen.
God's light will terminate you and force you to admit that you are finished.
Amen.
You will acknowledge that you dare not serve God anymore, that you are not qualified to serve him any longer. But from that point on,
amen,
you will no longer trust in yourself.
Amen.
The discipline of the Holy Spirit takes you on.
Amen.
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 I enjoyed day three. I really didn't enjoy day three. Because, you know, it's a chronic thing to be alive and to be living and to go through life in a worldly way. And Hebrews 12:11 says, "Now no discipline at the present time seems to be a matter of joy, but of grief. But afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been exercised by it."
Amen.
If you're under a daily pressure of being disciplined, then it is very grievous.
Yeah.
But we have to see that there is light at the tunnel. Because God is the one who gives us the vision. God is the one who has given us the light. And to those like ourselves who have been exercised by it, it really is a continuous battle. And we know in Romans 8:28, then it sort of opened up the word to me, that we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
The word called really touched me, because, you know, God in eternity past had already predestinated us.
Amen.
And he knew, even before we were even conceived or even thought of, that he had selected us.
Amen.
And so, if we don't yield to him, we cannot bear all the burdens we have every day, throughout the day, and throughout our lives. So with him, we should be thankful that our environment is for us so that we could be transformed.
Amen.
And regardless of the kind of environment we need to bear, like our brother shared, you know, your boss could be the person that is that man. You know, your sister, your child, your brother, people in your lives is that man. That man who wrestles with us. You know, but it's just a wonderful sharing that we all need to see this and know that nothing in our environment is trustworthy.
Amen.
So that was very helpful to me. And do not trust anything, any person, or any matter, because everything and everyone in our environment are instruments sovereignly used by God.
Amen.
For what? For our transformation.
Amen.
So we are on the earth here to be transformed.
Amen.
To his satisfaction.
Amen.
Because at one point in time in our lives, we will all be exercised.
Amen.
So that we could display and exhibit him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There was a line in the spoken message that really got me, and it said, "But what the Lord desires is not whole vessels. He desires broken vessels."
Amen.
And I just consider that is so contrary to everything. If you have a Coke bottle and it breaks, what do? You throw it away. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it just touched me. But, you know, and that was in the view of the ointment. You know, if the alabaster flask had never been broken, there could have been no flowing.
Right.
And the Lord needs a flowing. The flowing was what flowed out and what filled the house.
Amen.
And I just appreciate, you know, I appreciate, it was Jacob at the end of his life. He said, "The Lord has shepherded me. Job has shepherded me all the days of my life."
Amen.
Which meant he appreciated all the dealings.
Yeah.
Because that had brought him to where he was.
Amen.
But, you know, I appreciated this in the spoken message also. This was Watchman Nee. He said, "He learned to accept all kinds of circumstances without complaining, blaming, grudging, or criticizing. He considered every discipline of the Holy Spirit. Everything benefited him spiritually."
Amen.
He said his frequent question in his suffering was this: "What lesson have you learned? What profit have you gained? So I just appreciate, I want to, like the verse that Craig read out of Hebrews, I want to be exercised by Him.
Amen.
You have to give the Lord, to give the Lord, so I don't wait till the very end of my life to say, that's right, Lord, all that you've done. But I want to be one that we can be exercised to give the Lord a free thoroughfare in our being.
Amen.
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 I appreciate the same thing. That the verse about the alabaster flask, it wasn't a Ziploc bag. It wasn't a plastic container. Even the flask seemed to have some value with alabaster, but she broke it.
Yeah.
You know? How much do we treasure the flask? Yeah. How much do we treasure our container in that our with our soul life? What we feel, our good, the good things about us, or what we treasure in someone else. I just was touched this week. Lord, show me what I treasure.
Amen.
Because if it's not broken, we're imprisoning the Lord.
Amen.
I was very much touched about we are those who are after the aroma of the ointment.
Amen.
If the outer part is not broken, the inner part will not be released.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jordan's well spoken. We have to be consecrated.
we just can't be passive.
Amen.
We're in the dark now, and all our choices will affect us later. We can't have any regrets.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right? You don't have any regrets. I think I'm coming from like the viewpoint of like a fourth turner. Like, I feel like I should, you know, look back and have no regrets. But I enjoyed that brother was sharing that about Nazareth. Like, we need to be Nazareth in our college life. Voluntarily consecrated one.
Amen.
So I really enjoyed that. These are ones who they didn't cut their hair, so they took Christ as their head covering. They didn't touch dead people, so they so basically explains itself. And then they didn't eat honey. They didn't give into their worldly pleasures. So I just enjoyed that. These are what our college years are for.
Amen.
I just enjoy the brother sharing his story too. There was a brother who was like a construction, he built houses, and then right before he was retiring, he built one house. He didn't have one last project to do, but he didn't give his all. He like maybe like just half-heartedly, and so he built this house. And then he was like, okay, whatever, I'm gonna retire. But then the man who built it for him said, here you go, here's your reward. Like, and he gave him the keys to the house. And so he was like, oh, okay, like now I'm stuck with this house. And so it was really sweet though. Like, it's a picture of how we need to build up.
When I read the morning revival this week, the first grace section on the first day jumped out at me. It says, do you believe that you have been chosen? How do you know this? And then Raleigh said, well, of course, nice to say, well, the Bible tells me so. But the trick was, I mean, the reason why this portion was brought out was, it says, how do we know? It's because I can't get away.
Yeah.
You're, from your experience, you can't get away from the Lord. And so, all week long, as I'm considering all the different things from the morning revival, I was impressed by the story again of Jacob wrestling with the man. And in the portion it said, this was the start of his transforming, of the work of transformation in him. And I'm thinking, that means that all of that other time was just suffering without transformation.
Yeah.
Right? So the benefit was from that time on, after the Lord touched him.
Yeah.
And my point was, from that very first portion was, how do I know that I'm being transformed? How do I know that I'm being transformed? Well, Jacob was given a new name at that time. And his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. So just as Abram and Sarah got their name changed, and God became the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac, it wasn't until after that time that he became the God of Jacob or Israel. Right? But if you go back and you look at the footnote, the word Israel, at least in this footnote, says about someone who's struggling with God.
Yeah.
Right? I always thought that Israel was a prince of God. And that may be true also. But one who's struggling with God was the beginning of his transforming work. And I realized, in my experience, how do I know God is transforming me? It's because I'm still struggling with God. Right? It may not be in the word so clearly, but in my experience, I know that I'm being transformed.
Amen.
Because I'm still struggling with God. If God wasn't struggling with me, if I wasn't struggling with God, I could go my own way. Right? Just like Brother Lee's experience with, if the Lord hadn't chosen him, he could get away.
Yeah.
But because I'm still struggling with God daily, over many, many things, then he's going to become my God.
Amen.
And I think that's precious, because if we look at our children, we look at the next generation, we want them to be able to say, this is my God, and this is my church.
Amen.
You know, I've heard Brother Don's daughter tell us, my dad's church. Meaning the church where I went with my mom and dad to.
Yeah.
Right? Our desire is that our children, that would become their church.
Yeah.
I recently heard a testimony of one that says, wasn't until I went to the full-time training that became my church. Right? In other words, it was where my parents brought me, but now it's my church. And I realized, this is for him to be my God, and for my children's God, they need to get on this pathway.
Amen.
Right? And anyway, I'm just glad that I can still struggle with God.
Amen.
I want to give up, really, but still, because we're an individual, the transforming work of the Lord needs to go on.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We experience the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac. God of Abraham is the God of justification.
Yeah.
And God of Isaac is God is grace.
Amen.
And it's hard to experience the God of Jacob, because he's a God of transformation.
Right.
And but thank the Lord, we know that we, in the Bible, the fact that we are chosen, we are selected, there's no doubt. The Bible tells me so. I will just simply believe it. But then we need to experience this God of transformation.
Amen.
In the transformation, there's suffering, there's disciplining, but all these are for our good, for the goal, for to be mature, to become Israel,
Amen.
Like Jacob becoming Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Just do not trust anything, any person, any matter. Everything and everyone in our environment are instruments sovereignly used by God for our transformation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed that on day six. I actually lost my one of our book, but this is the outline. Like Paul, we need to be broken under the vision of the body and realize that the only way for us to be built up in the body is to be broken. And I realized that, you know, in the previous week, we had seen that Jacob had a dream. There was a ladder set up to earth. And then he said, this is none other than the dreadful place. This is none other than the house of God.
Amen.
So I enjoyed that transformation is needed by the Lord to transform us so we can be proper material for God's building.
Amen.
And you know, before Jacob was just like a heel over. And I went to Hebrews chapter 11, and it gives all these histories of Moses, Abraham, and Isaac. But for Jacob, there's only one verse that says, by faith, while he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, and worshiped God while leaning on the top of his staff.
Amen.
I enjoyed that, you know, Jacob, here he was before a heel holder, but at the end of his life, he's one who blesses. Mm-hmm. And so, I considered that his transformation was used by God for God's building. And then it says, like Paul, I was thinking of Peter too, in Matthew 12, I mean Matthew 16, where the Lord asked Peter, he said, Peter, who do men say that I am? Peter had a revelation, says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. But then, later in Matthew, Peter denies the Lord. But I think this, to Peter, was a real break. Because then later, he was used by the Lord to preach the gospel on the day of Pentecost and also the house of Cornelius. And then Paul also, he was persecuting the churches. But then, in Acts, it says a bright light shone on him. And Paul later in Philippians says, you know, from that experience, he says, everything I had in my Hebrew religion, I kind of lost it. I may gain Christ.
Amen.
I just enjoyed that these examples, like Jacob and Peter and Paul, they were ones that were broken by the Lord, but they were used so much for God's building.
Amen.
Peter preaching the gospel, Paul with his New Testament ministry, building up all the churches.
Amen.
So I just enjoyed for us, you know, that we need to be transformed so we can be useful for God's building.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, in the senior time, I really enjoyed the word consecration.
Amen.
Like, consecration is, the main definition is to give out. But the brothers spoke that it's, the actual definition is to God's work in us, on us, using us, and directing our ways.
Amen.
So, consecration is like, to follow God's desire through His word. and cooperating with God. And like, if you like consecrate, it's more like a sacrifice because you're giving up yourself, not like following what you want to do, but what God wants to do.
Amen.
And she also talked about that for choosing our major is not what interests us, but what God wants us to choose for our major. Mm-hmm. That's what I really enjoyed, that
Amen.
It's not more of what we deserve, but what God deserves.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So it was a really good time to get together with the high school seniors. We could see the enjoyment of all of these high school seniors.
Amen.
See that they're excited that, you know, college is going to be the next step. Mm-hmm. But even for all of us, there's always going to be a next step.
Mm-hmm.
So do we wait until that next step to enjoy the Lord, or do we enjoy Him now?
Amen. Amen.
There were, I believe there were five different principles. And this was actually related to choosing a college. But I think it can apply to all of us. And it says, under the principle of the body of Christ, it's not to be isolated, but it's to be related.
Amen. Amen.
And under the principle of the local church life, it's not to be passive, but to be active.
Amen. Amen.
And the principle of the campus work is not to be indifferent, but to be burdened.
Amen.
The principle of the corporate living is not to be individualistic, but to be corporate.
Amen.
There was another one, but more about school loans, so necessarily work with some of us. But what we have to see is in our church life, we have to be related to the members of the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And in our local church life, we cannot just be passive men. We have to be active and pursuing the Lord.
Amen.
And then for the and this is for the campus work, but this is really just spreading of the gospel, right?
Yeah.
So we can't be indifferent of spreading the gospel.
Amen.
We have to have such a burden for the Lord's word to be spread.
Amen.
No matter where we are, on our school campuses, at work, driving down the street, wherever it is.
Amen.
And for the matter of corporate living, I've never been in a corporate living situation. But I do know, living with my parents, maybe that's a corporate living situation. That you cannot be individualistic.
Amen.
It's really a corporate matter.
Amen.
So what does it all boil down to? It means that we need to take the Lord in order to enjoy Him.
Amen.
If we don't enjoy Him, then we're just lost and we're dead.
Yeah.
But the more we enjoy Him, life can rush in.
Amen.
His life will just be this enjoyment.
Amen.
And this enjoyment will just usher these ones in college, in the next coming years.
Amen.
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 I enjoy what Jim shared. I enjoy the same day 6. And he quoted, the only way to realize the body is to be broken.
Yes.
And in the outline it says, breaking is the prerequisite for building. We can't have the building unless we have the breaking. And like you were just sharing, the corporateness, Jacob's name was changed to Israel. He went from an individual name to a corporate name.
Amen.
He went from an individual to being a corporate people.
Amen.
And in order for Jacob to go to a corporate experience, he had to have the breaking. And like Jim was quoting in Matthew 16, verse 18, that the Lord spoke to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church.
Amen.
But what did Peter have to go through? He had to be exposed and be so broken. And I remember when my husband and I first got married, there was a really clash of cultures, because he came from a very untamed, abrasive kind of growing up. I came from a very Asian, proper, timid, you know, whatever you want to call it, good behavior. But my marriage always reminded me that God isn't after outward behavior.
Yeah.
According to God's economy, He doesn't want to change your behavior, but a change in your inward being.
Amen.
So it was so sweet. My husband could speak words to me when we were newly weds, and he just said, you know, you're just as rotten as I am. Like I said, a clash of cultures. But it was so sweet because I needed to be broken.
Amen.
And even to this day, I'm still being broken because I realized, like the class we were sharing about, I treasure myself too much. I treasure all my culture, my this, my that, and you still have to be broken. But if we have the view We need that governing vision, that the view of the breaking is for the body. So it helps to deliver us. It helps us to go through this, these dealings, and we realize this is not for my individual treasuring myself, but our breaking is for the building up of the body.
Amen.
I just want to echo what Sister Blossom and Sister Blossom had shared. In day three, you know, we started talking about being dealt with. It was good that we, you know, Dr. Greg mentioned about the definition of being dealt with. It's not really a punishment, but it's really a discipline of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, day three, just like what Sister Blossom shared, I enjoy it, but I don't enjoy it. I started reading it, and it's like, why am I reading this? But I have to read it. So in that regard, you know, you go through what Brother Milton says. So how do you know that you're transformed? How do you know that the discipline of the Holy Spirit is actually going on in your life? On one hand, you know that your outer man is just being broken every day. But on the other hand, there's actually one key thing. Is that it was actually in day three at the end, it says, do not, it was also mentioned by Sister Blossom, it says, do not trust anything, any person or any man. Everything and everyone in our environment are instruments sovereignly used by God for our transformation.
Amen.
So in that regard, we have to take Christ, and you know, we got through this last Thursday in Isaiah 17. Christ is really the eternal rock.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only rock that we can really stand on. There's no other way for us who do we trust? On one hand, you know, we can trust our parents, but as we get older, there's really nothing there for us to trust except the Lord Himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then, you know, we should not stay on just the discipline of the Holy Spirit. We should actually go on to experiencing the breaking of our outer man.
Amen.
And for us to be, because the goal of the breaking of the outer man is that we have to be buildable.
Amen.
We have to be buildable.
Amen.
You cannot just say, you know, oh, I'm just here being disciplined, woe to me. No. We have to be buildable every day.
Amen.
That's why there's I think in day five it says we have to use our transformed mind, emotion, and will. For Christ to use us.
Right.
You know, we cannot say, oh, you know, because I'm broken, therefore I don't need my mind, emotion, and will. That's baloney. We have to use it. But the Lord has to transform us.
Amen.
The Lord has to transform our mind, our emotion,
Amen.
Our will.
Amen.
So that we can be buildable.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are being transformed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Like, we have to say that together.
Hallelujah! We are being transformed!
You know, it's not just the individually transformed, that I'm being transformed from my natural man so that I would just display Christ, but I like to encourage here that as Jacob became Israel,
yeah.
We're becoming part of this glorious, wonderful body of Christ.
Amen.
I'm being transformed so that I can get blended with all of you.
Amen.
That my natural man would not be expressed, but just Christ. Would be expressed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We see what is the hope of His calling.
Amen.
Ephesians 1:18. He said there that the eyes of our heart having been enlightened.
Amen.
Even this week, our eyes being more enlightened.
Amen.
That we may know what is the hope of His calling.
Amen.
What's the hope of His calling? That we would be this glorious building of God.
Amen.
I'm so glad we're all in this process. We're being transformed.
Amen.
We can look away from our failing self.
Amen.
And look toward the goal.
Amen.
We don't lose heart on each other.
Yeah.
I don't lose heart.
Yeah.
You know, we don't give up on each other.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, does anyone have one sentence for us? Maybe something you underlined or yellowed? Just stand up and read it with a strong spirit.
Amen. I enjoy the footnote, Genesis 32:31. After Jacob had been dealt with, it says, "In the dark night, Jacob was strong, and every part of him was whole.
Amen.
After being touched by the Lord, Jacob was lame, but he was in the shining of the heavenly light."
Amen.
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 Unless the
alabaster glass is broken. However, you only appear in heart and not be released.
Amen.
Every part of our soul needs to be gradually broken and shattered by God.
Amen.
If the earthen vessel is not broken, you will find the treasure within.
Amen. There is a treasure within.
Amen.
God might have said, Jacob, you are able to supplant, but I am able to deal with you.
Amen.
In the next step of your supplanting, my dealings will come in. This was not God's punishment. It was God's dealing for the purpose of Jacob's transformation.
Amen.
I am crucified with Christ.
Amen.
No longer I will live in Methodist Christ. Lives in me.
Amen.
The discipline of the Holy Spirit refers to what the Holy Spirit is doing in our outward environment.
Amen.
It refers to His arranging of all equal things and happening through which we are being disciplined.
Amen.
The church life is Christ realized.
Amen.
Expressed and experienced.
Amen.
And all the things in a corporate way.
Whenever He touches a particular part, we are lame and can no longer be the same in our inward being.
Amen.
We should thank the Lord that everyone in our environment is under God's sovereign hand for our good.
Amen.
Everything and everyone in our environment are instruments currently used by God for our transmission.
Amen.
God's work of building Himself in Christ into us requires the breaking out of the outer man.
Amen.
Breaking is a prerequisite for building.
Amen.
Romans 8:28.
Amen. And then you know that all things work together for good.
Amen.
And those who love God.
Amen.
And those who are called according to His purpose.
Amen.
The more we are broken, the more the life of God will flow out of us.
Amen.
In order for there to be a pure flow of the life of God, we must be broken.
Amen.
Oh, pure flow of the life of God.
Amen.
This is what we're here for.
Amen.
Oh, let's just pray. Lord, we want the pure flow of life.
Amen. Lord, we want the pure flow of life.
The title of the week's message is a little bit plain. Chosen, dealt with, and broken. But what is the goal? What is the context? The goal is God has a purpose.
Amen.
He chose us in eternity past. But in eternity past, God already had a purpose.
Amen.
He wants to flow out.
Amen.
He wants to be the treasure in earthen vessels.
Amen.
So that the treasure can be manifest through the earthen vessel.
Amen.
He created man for this.
Amen.
This is the context. Otherwise, as Craig mentioned in the beginning, being dealt with, no thanks. I'll go somewhere else. Being broken, no, not for me. I'll go a different way. But the goal is not being dealt with.
Right.
The goal is not being broken.
Right.
The goal is that the treasure would flow out.
Amen.
When the alabaster box was broken, the fragrance filled the house.
Amen.
This is what God desires.
Amen.
Oh, that there would be a fragrance whenever we come together.
Amen.
A fragrance filling the house.
Amen.
Filling all our time together.
Amen.
Even filling whenever we're out with other people.
Amen.
That there would be a fragrance with us.
Amen.
God has chosen us for this.
Amen.
And we are going through the dealings and the breaking for this.
Amen.
With Jacob, the breaking is recorded once in the Bible so that we can get a clear view of it. But with our experience in the life study of Genesis, Brother Lee points out, we may go through it many different times.
Amen.
we need to cooperate.
Amen.
You know, we need this vision that there is a treasure in earthen vessels.
Amen.
God's choosing is certainly for His purpose. Day one has Romans 9:11. The purpose of God according to selection.
Amen.
Then day three, all things work together for good.
Amen.
What verse is that?
Romans 8:28.
All things work together for those who love God. Can you say right now, God, I love you?
God, I love you!
To those who are called according to His purpose.
Amen.
We've been called. That's been done. We don't have any choice. But we have the choice every day to say, God, I love you.
Amen.
But don't stop with Romans 8:28. Romans 8:29 begins with the word because.
Amen.
Why do all things work together for good to those who love God? Because God is working to conform us all to His firstborn Son.
Amen.
The good is not your job. The good is not your car runs well. The good is not whether you live in a teeny apartment or a big house. The goal is nothing in the human life. The goal is you will be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is all things working for good.
Amen.
That is the top good in the universe.
Amen.
You may say, oh, this would be good. That's not so good. That would be really good if that happened. No, God says, when you are conformed to the image of Christ, that is really good.
Amen.
So we need to take God's view of good rather than ours.
Amen.
Then in day five, I forget which verse is there. Oh, Christ may make His home in our hearts.
Amen.
This is an expression of the goal. What is the treasure in earthen vessels? That is Christ making home in our hearts.
Amen.
Making home so that He can be expressed in our living.
Amen.
This is the fragrance flowing out.
Amen.
This is the flow of life that many have mentioned.
Amen.
Christ making home in our hearts.
Amen.
That He becomes our preference.
Amen.
He becomes our opinion.
Amen.
Not, brother, in the church life, I really like it when that happens.
Right.
What is that? Is that fragrant? Is it fragrant?
No.
No. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, Terry, you mentioned two different kinds of people growing up two different ways.
Yeah.
Two different ideas about things. It doesn't matter. You say one's good, one's bad, one's Asian, one's Caucasian. Forget about all that. Christ wants to make His home in our hearts by faith.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what nation you were born in.
Yes.
What language you prefer to speak. What kind of job you have, that doesn't matter.
Amen.
Christ is making His home in our hearts through faith.
Amen.
That is the goal,
Amen.
That this Christ would live out through us.
Amen.
When we come to your home, humanly, we see an expression of you. If somebody else moves into the home, they may change a lot of things. Well, we need to be changed in this way,
Amen.
From within.
Amen.
Christ
Amen.
Making home in our heart.
Amen.
So, when there are the troubles, we have two choices. Well, maybe three. One is to be like Jacob with Laban, and we try to do something to change the situation. Second, we could pray, Lord, change the situation. But the Lord probably won't change the situation because His goal is to change you. You're in a tough situation. God's purpose, God's eternal purpose, is not to change your situation.
Amen.
It's to change you.
Amen.
The situation will be gone, but you'll be in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
So we should pray in this way. Pray with this high vision.
Amen.
Lord, change me.
Amen.
Even if you say, Lord, I don't like this difficulty, but change me.
Amen.
Lord, I'd be happy if this difficulty goes away, but anyway, Lord, change me.
Amen.
Change me within. Strengthen me into my inner man.
Amen.
Lord, make home in my heart.
Amen.
Lord, I don't want to suffer, but I do want you to make home in my heart.
Amen.
We need this kind of prayer.
Amen.
Doesn't have to be complicated. It can be very simple.
Amen.
Just if you have that one phrase, you know, make home in my heart.
Amen.
Make home in my heart.
Amen. Or that phrase from Romans 8:28. All things, this thing I'm in, works together, Lord, for your good.
Amen.
It doesn't seem good to me, Lord, but work for your good.
Amen.
We could just pray in a simple way.
Amen.
Or just, Lord, transform me.
Amen.
How about we pray that?
Lord, transform me.
Lord, change me within.
Lord, change me within.
So in the middle of all the difficulties, we just pray the simple prayer.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Announcements.